Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Well, it is a rockin' Thursday. The sun is shining, and I am so excited to be here today. So with that said, let me tell you what we're talking about today. Today, I would like to address the issue of networking. I've got a full repertoire on how you should network, but basically today, I just want to address the issue of, are you networking? In other words, if you're in business, if you're looking to get into business, if you just want to get out there and get your resume circulated, it's not what you know, it's who you know. I am talking from tried and true experience. I can remember years and years ago, I was in a situation where I just really needed to find another job. I had a temporary job as a carpenter's assistant for the Army Corps. Whew, that's a story I could share with you. I went from being a secretary to an outside gig that I absolutely loved because I had to get away from the politics of the office because it was just crushing me and I needed a big, big change. So when I departed from a boss that was having an affair with the person he really wanted to be a secretary, I went into the field and it was a temporary summer type of job. So in that mix, I ended up becoming a volunteer for Hotline Crisis Center and really, really enjoyed the fact that I was there to listen to people that were in crisis. And sometimes that's all people need is to have somebody to listen to them. It's just so important. We think that everybody has somebody, and that's not necessarily the case. So the Hotline Crisis Center, a lot of our calls, a majority of them, were dealing with people's loneliness. And of course, you had the chronic abusers that would call in just to chit-chat when there was somebody else that really, really needed to have that conversation with you. Well, in that arena, I was very, very fortunate to meet this wonderful young lady that was a caseworker, a social worker. I know that was in Ohio. And she said to me, she says, we've got a position opening up and you'd be perfect for it. And I looked at her, I said, but I don't have an education in social work. I don't have any aptitude for that. She says, it's a very unusual situation. It was the high, at the time, it was the highest paid position in that area. And she said it was the first time they did not have a waiting list, because you have to take a civil servant test to hold this position. She says, but we have no one on the list. The civil service test isn't coming up for several months, so it is an open opportunity for anybody that would like this position. And so she said, I really think you'd be good at it. I would highly recommend that you apply. And I'm like, really? She says, sure. So she helped me with the application because some of it was like, how can I address this? She asked me a couple very pertinent questions that matched what they were asking for. And she says, this is what you have experience in this? Yes, I do. Well, then put that down. And so I filled out this very, very complicated application. Actually, because here's the deal. When you work for the government, it's hard to get into it, but it's hard to get people out that shouldn't be there. That's another story. Boy, I have so many stories I can share. So back to this story. So anyway, when I got the call that they would interview me, I was just over the moon. Well, at this point in time, I'm sitting on the board of directors with this crisis center and also one of the telephone operators. So she and I had this conversation about it. And she's, Gail, I got to tell you something. She said, they have chosen six people to interview, and you were not one of the six. And she says, I actually really said, please, just give her a chance. You really need to interview Gail. And so she said, so you're going to be the first one on the agenda. There are going to be 7 people in the room that will be interviewing you. And here's some of the things that you're going to be hearing as they ask you. And you just answer them the way that you're most confident. But she says, I just got to give you a heads up. They're going to give you a very minimal chance because you do not have that degree. So I just wanted to let you know before you go into that. So I'm like, well, okay, I appreciate it very much. So I think that was the morning. I'm on the way to this interview and a dog runs out in front of me. Oh my God, nobody likes to hit a dog. And it scared me to the point of my heart just went nuts. I'm on the way to the most important at that time interview of my life with all this pressure, which we talked about yesterday, that I had put on myself because I had made up my mind I was getting this job. I wanted it in the worst way. It was different than being a secretary. It was going to give me an opportunity to really help people. And I was just jazzed and determined to get this position. So the dog ran off, so I knew the dog was okay. So I get there promptly, 9:30, I'm called in, and it was like being put on this hot seat. You're like on this little jury box type arrangement. You're sitting up in front of everybody, and they're in a half circle facing you, and the questions just came back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'm wound up. I am ready. I'm going to get this job. I'm just bam, 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 bam. I got the answers. I'm telling them what they want to hear. Blah, 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 blah. So anyway, I asked them at the end of the interview. I said, now I need to know when you were going to make this decision, because I said, I do have some other things that I am being approached on. So I really want to be able to give a time frame to this. So when would that be? They said, oh, it'd probably be a week or so. I said, okay, I appreciate that very much. Thank you. And I left. I got a call about 3:30 in the afternoon telling me I had the job that day, not a week later. So my friend shared with me that after that, every time, and she was part of the interview panel, after that, every time somebody would be, the other 6 were interviewed, when they were done, they'd say, no, I still like Gail better. No, I still like Gail better. There was only one person in that room that did not want me 100%, and it was simply because I did not have a degree in social work. I would not have gotten anywhere near applying for that, being interviewed for that, or anything else had I not put myself out there in a different arena, met this woman who then led me to this. So when I talk to you about doing things and getting out there, it's volunteering. It's networking. I've been on the board of a nonprofit here for 6 years. I just finished with that. I'm still working on a big project with them, but then I'm now on the board of a local business organization, which I have to tell you, this is phenomenal to me because it was actually an election process. The reason that I was chosen was because I go to every event. I am seen at everything. People know my name, they know who I am, they know what I do, and when somebody wants to know somebody else, they call me because they see me as a connector. You want to become a connector. You want to be out there networking for your current business because that will bring you business, but you also want to be out there networking for your future. For example, my husband was laid off. Pretty much said, we're done with you, we're done with everybody, we're closing the plant, you're out of here. That was 33 years of his life's blood in that company. And so he came out of there, decided to do an early retirement, but he really didn't want to retire, he was very young. So he started putting his resumes out there, started doing all this stuff, and I started dragging him to my business networking events. And one of them happened to be out at this technical college. And I took him out there. It was an evening event. I took him out there. And the president of the college is speaking, and then he's done, and everybody's talking to him. My husband says, he's really busy. I'll catch him later. I said, no, you won't. I did not bring you here to stand behind me. You need to go introduce yourself. Tell the gentleman how much you appreciate the school, because my husband had taken many courses there throughout his 33 years with the company he'd been with. And so the introductions were made. Well, my husband continued to go out to that school and revise his skills that he needed to continuing looking for a job in the arena that he was used to working in. As he was leaving, he said to the young man that he's known for years, who's running the courses out there, he said, "Hey, Sean, you know, I'm retired now, so if you ever need any help, just let me know. I'd love to, you know, come out and help." Sean looks at him. He says, "Well, why don't you just give me your resume? We got a position open." Well, my husband's not working there. He's in hog heaven. He is so thrilled. He is no longer worried about going back out in the corporate world. In fact, I don't think he would want to because he loves his freedom. He has a very flexible schedule. So he gets up and he goes to the gym and he goes, does the stuff he likes to do. And then he goes to work and then he stays and he works on his own projects. Plus he's getting free courses because they want him to learn certain subjects he has not learned before. So he can turn around and teach it. He is also now going to be in a talent show they're having. I continue to take him to my networking because he is having an absolute blast connecting with people, because then he's able to turn around and say to somebody, "Hey, I know this person over here that's looking for something, and I think they'd be perfect for this." So, you know, it's not an oxymoron when people say it's not what you know, it's who you know. It really, truly, truly is. So if you haven't gone out there to hone your own business doing networking, then you need to do it just to hone your future. It is amazing. And I know if you listen to my interview with Pat Weber, the introvert coach now turned author and coach to the baby boomers, she's an introvert. And for her, it's a big struggle and a big challenge to go out networking because it drains her. It's an exhausting type of interaction. For extroverts like myself, you might have guessed that I'm one of them, you go out and just have an absolute blast connecting and meeting people. I'm always the first one there, always the last one to leave. Speaking of connecting and what have you, I'm going to give you a real quick minute commercial here. I'm trying to keep these plugged in so that I could get very expertise at this. If you want to learn how to do this podcasting for the business that you're in, let me tell you, this is not only the most fun I've ever had, it is the most attention I have gotten through social media in all the time that I've been on there, all the time that I spent last year learning internet marketing. Doing this podcast, even for a very short time that I've been doing it, has got me more response, more activity than anything that I have done. So if you're inclined to do this, it doesn't matter if you got a good voice, you got a bad voice, you study, it doesn't matter. You need to exercise your voice and let people know what you have to share with them. So you can get that course that I took if you go to my site, that's www.thegailfoleyshow.com, and just go to my resource link. You'll see it right there. Click on that and hey, have at it. I learned by someone else's expertise that has done it. And in a very short time, I'll have another course on there because we all learn from different people. So that's my mini pitch on that. So back to networking. I have belonged to BNI. I'm sure people listening to this are either actively in BNI or belong to BNI. There's another group out there called Gold Stars, which I hope to have Todd Davis on my call one of these days about that. He's in Oklahoma. So there's a lot of organizations out there. I was just asked to come and speak to a local organization here. You need to get out and let people know who you are. And like I said, if you are out there networking for your business, let's say you work a traditional job and you go out and you network for your company, but in your heart of hearts, you have another passion. It's okay if you share that with someone that you meet and have a conversation about that. BNI calls them one-on-ones. They're coffee chats. They're over lunch. You get to actually know each other. That's what network marketing is. It's not about pitching your business. It's not about throwing up all over someone about your product. It's about getting to know people. Because here's what I want to share with you. Even if you meet people that you make an incredible connection with and they don't buy into your business or want your services, are you going to walk away from that relationship? doubt it. I have many friends that will never probably be my customers, or they've been my customers or no longer my customers because their needs have changed. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop being their friends. The more friends, the more connections you have, the bigger your world gets. And the bigger your world gets, the better you are in whatever you do, because each and every person that comes into your life will bring something. Sometimes it's not the best stuff, but we learn from that stuff. If you don't have a rainy day, you don't appreciate this wonderful sunshine we have. So networking is very key. For example, I'm leaving here very soon to go to a different kind of networking. It's the business association that I'm on the board. So once again, now I feel very obligated to be at everything, but I want to be at everything. I want to know what issues traditional businesses are facing. Even though I work from my home and I have the privilege of having a very flexible life and call my own shots, I go and I hang out with the people that don't have that, because I can learn from them maybe what I can share that might help them help you. So I go. And today it's going to be a very touchy subject because it's the legislative group that we're going to have a face-to-face forum with. So it's going to be a very heated, event. So I'm leaving from there and going and getting massage, because it's like, I don't like stress. I don't like pressure. Ooh, my goodness. I don't like the tension that's going to be in that room. But we all have to be very aware of what's going on in politics. Whether we like it, we don't like it, it does affect our lives. So that's my thing for today. I just wanted to bring to you the very important practice, habit of networking. And if you don't know what's going on in your town, just Google it. If you're on LinkedIn, look up your local activities through LinkedIn. I have been invited to so many events on LinkedIn, and they're across the country. I'd love to go, but they're not in my backyard. Facebook, there's events all the time. Meetups. Look up meetups. Look up BNI. Look up business groups. There's a group out there called TIPS. Whatever you do, you got to get out there. Even if you are a home-based business person, and maybe especially if you're a home-based business person. First of all, that's an oxymoron big time, because most people that are in home-based businesses are never home. They're out doing party plans. They're out showing their products. They're out at expos. It's pretty much a traveling plan, not a home-based business plan. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because I think it's so important. I've been networking in this town now for almost 20 years. And people will start to introduce me to somebody, and they say, oh, I know Gail. And then they joke, and they say, well, Gail knows everyone. And it's like, no, I don't. I still have tons of people I want to meet. And so I continue to go to different ones. I was in BNI for 4.5 years. It's grown immensely, but no longer, that business structure no longer fits my needs. So I don't go to BNI's, but that's a fabulous place to get started. It launched my business and I loved it. I was the president of our chapter. It was great fun. Now I'm so thrilled to be part of this board that I'm on, and I'm still very active with the nonprofit. There's always volunteer positions out there. Become a mentor. Look for a mentor position. Do you know how much you grow when you mentor someone else? That's part of what I love about this, because as I'm talking, I'm learning. Because it's funny, I forgot that story until I started talking this morning. And so it brings back things that are valuable lessons, life lessons are the most important lessons. And as we go along, I want to share lessons that I've learned from some of my favorite people out there. I started to take my personal development, and instead of reading about how-tos, I'm reading about how they did it. The different people that I really, really enjoyed learning from. So until tomorrow, I'm going to wrap this up. And speaking of tomorrow you will be listening to Jim Carnes, his transformation with a product line that he will share with you passionately. It's one of my longer interviews, but we just kept going. We've known each other for a long time. He was very nervous when we started the call, and I understood that, but his passion overcame it, and I forgot to set my timer to keep the call at a very, you know, timely fashion of 20-25 minutes. So it went over a little bit, but I really truly believe you will love his story of his transformation. So until tomorrow, bye-bye.
All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag GabandGail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gab and Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.